Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Little Luxuries on your money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Singapore's most influential radio station. So we're in the middle of a pandemic and you're thinking, I have got to lose this COVID pounds, but the gyms are shut. Well, some of them have been reopened. I don't know if you're heading back to the gyms just yet. We're going to find out what the situation is like over at Spartans Boxing. And today we're talking about what the real cost of transformation is. I know a lot of people out there thinking, I want to train. I want to make it happen. Life is short. I'm going to start today, but what do I really need to do? Well, we're talking to a man who's been training for 12 weeks at the Spartans Boxing Club. He's lost 15 kg in the weeks of training that he's had, and he's got a new approach to eating to boot. So a lot of us looking for inspiration to transform. What's the true cost of transformation? Sheikh Haikal's been part of the Spartans Boxing Club's foray into TV on small screen. In case you're wondering, what is Spartans Boxing? They're a neighborhood boxing gym in Joo Chiat. They have three more locations, Balestier, downtown East Serangoon Gardens. And they wanted to keep the community going during COVID. But how do you keep a community going when you have no walls for people to come in, you know, a place for people to come into? Well, then you move to a place with no walls, right? You move to YouTube, obviously. It makes a lot of sense. So time to welcome personality, hip-hop artist, entrepreneur, Sheikh Haikal. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Great What's to up, see Russ? You. Looking good. So first up, why did you want to get on this program to lose weight, get healthier? What was the push factor?
Family was the biggest point for me. They always want the best for me. I didn't know where to start. But I was on this community TV with Spartans. And, you know, we were talking to the community. And I realized that it's a very tight-knit community. You know, everybody cares. Everybody is looking out for everybody. So I was like, wow. You know, truth be told, I had a restaurant which was very close to the Spartans Boxing Club over at the Joo Chiat outlet.
Ah.
I had a few boys who were actually already either training there or were trainers there. So there were a few times when I walked to the boxing club and I'll just stand outside and I was like, man, I don't think I'm going in. They look like a bunch of fit people in there. You know, everybody all perspiring and glistening. And, you know, it was like a whole Gatorade commercial. And I'm like,
I know the smell of sweat, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, it doesn't smell that bad, no? I thought it was going to smell bad. But it was that whole commercial looking kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't think they have a spot for a fat guy today.
Aww.
So I'll just be looking in. So I told this to Russ. And all of a sudden, Russ goes, you know, Haikal, we want to offer you a weight loss program. We'll get you healthy. We'll get you back there. We'll get you into the gym. And for some strange reason, I said yes.
Well, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, and you got to start with a yes.
No, you must understand, Michelle, that I've been offered many other things.
Mm.
I've been offered stomach stapling. I've been offered the beauty way of doing it. Wrap you up and shoot electricity into you.
Yeah, I tried that. Then, that's not fun.
I've been asked to do, you know, massage. We massage you till you're slim.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I was like, wow.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah, I was like, how many masseuses are there in this world that's going to get me there? You know?
So
I've been offered everything. I said no to everything.
You said no to everything.
For some strange, I said no to everything.
What did this program really entail, Sheikh, for you? What did you really have to do?
No, I think besides the program, right, I don't believe I'm going to say this on the Money channel, but above the money and above the training, it's the people at Spartan. They are a very strange bunch of people. They want to know you. When you come down, they want to take care of you.
Yeah.
They will ask you questions. You know, what are your intentions? You know, and they're very genuine about it. They say, what would you like to achieve? Is boxing something you want to take up professionally, mm-hmm. or you want to use it to lose weight?
So you felt that support, right? And I think you need that support if you want to, you know, get and on any sort of program and you want to extend it. And you want this to be a place that you're going to have to come back to over and over again. You got to feel that community support. So had to turn up for training sessions. How many times?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what the maths is. 15 kg you've lost in 12 weeks. So what did you have to do?
Okay, so we started off with the home training session that everybody needs to know that you don't have to be there per se for now. You know, if you're the sort that wants to be in the private of your own home, they've got home sessions.
Love that.
Which, all right. Mm-hmm. So we started off with that, and that was like four times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
With Wednesday as your rest day.
How many hours each go, Sheikh?
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay, great. Yeah. I just want to say hello to your wife, who's so lovely. She's supporting us in the comments page. Hello, Annabelle. It's so great to have that support, right? And also watching all the way from Brisbane, Mr. Jason Dacey himself, a radio legend. Mr. Dacey, thanks for joining us. Wonderful. And those of you out there who want to send Sheikh messages of encouragement, you certainly can, or share with us what the cost of transformation has been for you. We'd love to hear from you. Just send us a comment if you want. So it looks like it's very clear. Your wife is here watching you, supporting you. You had support from the the gym as well. How did you manage to break out of the I'm too busy to exercise excuse?
They took the mornings. We attacked the mornings. We realized that to fill up the day, let's do the mornings, because in the morning is usually the children, and then after that is preparing for what we have to do for the rest of the day. So it, you know, we took up an hour in the morning. And we solidify it. Nothing was to change. It's like that, and every day like that. So you know that it became a staple. It became a must do.
Okay. Did you feel pressure because you were being filmed for this TV episode, right? And I know, you know, sometimes when you know that people are watching, it's very different from doing a private attempt at a program to lose weight by yourself.
But you know, I mean, I'm Singapore's son. I grew old in front of my country. You know, my people, they're the ones who made me, you know. So I really got nothing to hide from them. You know, I mean, they're going to see the transformation anyway on Instagram. And, you know, I'm always with my people, chatting with them, meeting them at my restaurant.
Did it make you feel a little bit more accountable that, you know, they're going to take a photo of me for Instagram? We're going to document this on our YouTube series. So I've got to be accountable. I've got to turn up for these training sessions.
Oh, no, I felt more like I had to do it for myself. And because that's the most important thing. Because to do it for somebody else, you know, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do it for yourself. So, you know, I had the family thing. Yeah, I had the Annabelle thing. And then I had my own thing. So I really wanted to do it for myself. And, you know, I wanted to see how far I could go.
So I heard at the start of this, you know, you couldn't get on a scale to get your start weight.
Yeah, if you go, not cannot get on a scale. When I got on a scale,
what happened?
It goes It goes errr. Yeah, it goes
not but error. Oh
no, not error. It goes thinking what the weight is. No, it was it's error, Michelle. It's error.
So now you see a number there, right?
Okay, so that's going to be one of the shows that we're going to reveal that.
Okay.
So we're going to keep that a secret.
Okay, so you don't have to tell me what the number is, but what is your goal, Sheikh? You're on this program. You want to transform. What is the number you're aiming for? We're going to help keep you accountable. So tell us on air. Right. I'm going to record it.
To get the number to appear on the weighing scale is the most important, because I've already lost the weight. I've up to date, as I'm speaking to you, I've lost 10. I've lost 10 kg. I feel 10 kg lighter. I feel 10 kg
What's the goal?
Better.
What's the goal?
Yeah, I want to try maybe for 20. 20. I want to try 20.
Very achievable. Yeah. Very achievable. All right, Sheikh, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. Yeah. Your final words of encouragement to people out there who are thinking this is a pandemic, but I want to transform. Can they do it?
Start. The magic word there is start. Don't wait, because you know, the hardest thing is to start. But I swear to you guys, as soon as you start, you're going to feel better about it. You're going to feel so good about it. And, you know, you're just going to continue. And do it for yourself. That's the most important thing, because you are the most important thing. And if you are a better person, then everything around you is going to get better.
Yes.
So, yes.
Do it for yourself. Yes. Sheikh, always great to see you. Yeah. I think if you lost that beard, you'll lose another 3 kg. What do you think?
Man, it's the look, you know, it's the I'm on a break look. Don't I look like Brad Pitt or something?
You do.
Yeah, when he's on a break, you know,
Thank you so much, Sheikh Haikal. We are talking, speaking with you. We'll check in with you again, perhaps. All right. The man behind the Spartans Boxing Club is with us here today. It's Russell Harrison. And we've had him on the show before, but we wanted to speak with him to see how clubs like yours are faring during COVID. Russ, how's it been? Are people still turning up at gyms with all this social distancing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michelle. It's good to see you again. So the good news is people are turning up to the gyms, and they're turning up to the gyms in droves, I think. I think COVID had reminded most of us that health and wellness is more important than ever. And, you know, so getting into the gym and being able to look after yourself, you know, it's what everybody wants to do. As Haikal said before, you know, there's limited options in terms of what people can do. So health and fitness is definitely a top priority now.
So listen, lots of businesses have had to pivot. So March comes, the doors close on gyms. Nobody can head to a Spartans Boxing Club. How has digitalization helped you with your pivot?
Yeah, so I think that's the buzzword now, right, about businesses pivoting during this period. For us, it's been great. We, in the back of our mind, had always wanted to be a business that had more of a digital footprint. And so the circuit breaker allowed us all to sit still and do something. So we're really proud that we've now launched the Spartans Boxing app. So people can get that in their Android or iPhone stores. So there's a Spartans Boxing app available now.
Nice. What can I find on the app, like daily workouts?
Yeah, so awesome. You know, our whole concept is about community, right? So the Spartans app is about bringing the community together, making sure that our members can get everything that they need to stay connected with our community from their handphone. So you can do all sorts of things. You can book your classes, you can book your trainers, you can access workouts, you can buy merchandise, you can pay for your memberships, you can, yeah, so anything to do with Spartans, it's all there. On your handphone now. So we're really excited about that.
Well, glad to hear that a local gym is thriving. You're a neighborhood gym, but I understand outlet 5, 6, and 7 are still slated to open. Congrats on your expansion. But was the opening planned before COVID? I mean, how did this happen?
So we had a lot of interest in our franchise business, I guess probably since early this year. There are a number of people who, when COVID hit, wanted to sort of tread water and wait and see what would happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's suffice to say that Singapore government has done an amazing job at, I think, helping businesses. So, you know, there's a lot of assistance during that period and also helping businesses bounce back now. And so the gyms that we've got that are coming up, there were conversations going on in the background, but those conversations tended to accelerate. So, you know, during Circuit Breaker, we did a deal for Master Franchises in Melbourne, which will kick off as soon as those guys' COVID restrictions ease. And then, as you mentioned, we've got our fifth location gym coming up in South Bonavista. So all of the West Side Singaporeans, now there's the Spartans coming to you.
Oh, that's great.
Shameless plug there, Michelle. Then after that, so we've already got the sixth and seventh locations sold for Singapore. And So we're just mapping out exactly where we want those gyms to be. So, you know, it's great that the business is really well received. And I think people feeling that sense of community really hits home now.
So this idea of community TV, filming Sheikh on his journey across 12 weeks and then putting that up on YouTube as little series. I think it's really interesting that gyms are moving into content creation as well. But you had a very specific goal in mind when doing this, right? To keep people connected and motivated?
Yeah, absolutely. So when Circuit Breaker hit, there was a lot of gyms that were moving on to online workouts. And our goal was to do more than that. We wanted to keep our members fit, but we also wanted to keep the community together. So what our pivot looked like in terms of online products, there were online workouts, which we were doing via Zoom daily. Then we did Spartans Community TV. And so that was a once a week episode where we had local and international sports stars and celebs coming on and talking to our members about, you know, things that they've done that's interesting.
And why then we haven't were doing I been weekly. On yet? I'm just wondering why I haven't been on.
Well, you've just given yourself the chance to be invited for the next one, which actually, so it comes out just before. We've learned that you're an avid martial artist as well, Michelle.
Absolutely. So, I can choke people out. Yeah.
Well, we want to teach you how to punch as well. We want to put the same invite out to you that we put out to Heiko. You there?
I'm there, Russ. Okay, tell me a little bit about what I'm going to have to do. You're training he's really recognizable, Sheikh Heiko. He's hilarious. Yeah. What did it take? People don't know that you also trained him, right? You're not just the man behind the gym. You trained him. So what did it take to keep him focused? And the good thing about this TV show of yours, I think, on YouTube is people get a sense of your real training style as well in the Spartans gym. So what did it take to keep Sheikh on track?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And look, Heikel's reasons for starting, it wasn't just about weight loss. It wasn't just about fitness. You know, we were looking at a whole range of issues around his weight, the food that he was eating, his cigarette intake. So although it was nice to have a kg achievement, you know, weight loss and what he's going to achieve, we're really trying to make a lifestyle change with him. So it was about losing weight. It was about cutting calories, eating healthier. It was about just getting up and doing a workout. So really that was what the program was all about. So, you know, just to give you an idea, some of the milestones, as Heiko mentioned before, number one, being able to get him to weigh himself on a scale. Number two is when we first started doing his home workouts, I couldn't do a 15-minute workout with him without him being out of breath, and we were doing really basic stuff. Now, just as of this week, our workouts, we had him doing sprints, right? Sprints up and down the alleyway out the back of the gym. You know, he's getting through a full one-hour legitimate boxing workout.
Fantastic.
So his cardiovascular and his general health has improved a lot. He's cut his calories by two-thirds. In terms of his daily intake. So it's a sustainable lifestyle change that we've seen with him. So that ranges from the workouts, which he's with me. Well, sometimes it's two or three times per week. Sometimes it can be up to four times per week. But also, you know, changing up his food.
And how do you do this? Do you do this with a disciplinarian approach? I hear you've been waving some cake at his face. How does this work?
I think the great thing with working with Heikel is he's up for anything. He's really game. He's a whole heap of fun. His heart for training is amazing. So everything I give him to do, he does it. But in terms of our approach, we've tried to build in an approach that's sustainable. So we didn't take everything off him all at once. Mm. You know, we brought in some help from partners. So we had a food company that came in who had helped him out with his food. So there's a meal prep company here called Healthy Plates, a local-based Singaporean company set up by some young entrepreneurs. So they've done all of his nutrition planning. Annabelle has been a significant help with Heiko for me to be able to, you know, police some of the things that I need to happen. So we've tried to make it a sustainable approach. We've tried to make it fun, but sometimes we've also got to be pretty hard on him.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Russ, and best of luck with the gym. And hopefully we'll check in with you again from Spartans Boxing Club. All the best, Russ.
Thanks so much for having me again. I'll see you in the gym soon.
Soon. This has been Little Luxuries. Do you need that gym membership? Is it a little luxury or is it an essential?
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.